Last week saw a flurry of legislative activity, including a vote in the state Senate not to approve a bill creating education savings accounts that lawmakers really labored over. Remind us what all that bill would have done.
Right. So a lot of public school advocates called this bill voucher palooza. They equated it to school vouchers. It like you said, was a proposal for an educational savings account that would have shifted about $5,000 per student to a family directly to use for private school tuition or even homeschool costs. To sweeten the deal on that bill, they also included a boost in special education funding and at one point had some mandatory teacher raises in there.
And those are things that Governor Laura Kelly wanted, right?
Exactly. And is advocating very strongly for. But Governor Laura Kelly does not like any vouchers in any way. So it was interesting, though, to see last week the legislature, this bill failed in the Senate. It got narrow approval in the House, but then in the wee hours, the Senate voted it down.
So does that mean vouchers or school choice proposals are dead for this year?
Absolutely not. You know, nothing ever truly dies in the Kansas legislature until they adjourn for good. But the budget's coming up and there are some definitely some school choice, different school choice measures in that maybe we can talk about later. There are still some potential school choice measures that may come up later in the session.
Of course, another big proposal that is on its way to Governor Kelly's desk is the approved bill in the House from last week, a so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. What all ended up in the final version of that bill?
Right. Well, this is kind of a watered down, scaled down version of the Parents' Bill of Rights that passed last year and was vetoed by Governor Kelly. This one essentially just declares that parents have the right to direct the education and upbringing of their children, to ask questions about curriculum and things, to ask for information about what's going on. And then also it would write into law that parents have the right to pull their child from any kind of classroom lesson or activity that they oppose or find offensive in some way. The children would have to complete an alternative assignment, however.
Okay, so you said this is a watered-down version of that Parents' Bill of Rights. Does that mean Governor Kelly might sign this one, or do you still expect a veto?
It's very interesting. I'm not exactly sure what to expect because this one is so scaled down. But interestingly, I don't think that they have a veto-proof majority. At least they haven't in the votes that they've taken so far. So Governor Kelly may see that and say, well, you know, it's kind of a safe veto.
Yeah. But then again, like you said, nothing is certain until the very last day of the session, right?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So there are quite a few bills that have an impact on teachers and schools in addition to these, including the several pieces of legislation that target the transgender community specifically. Kansas has that in common with a number of other states around the country. These are bills that have impacts on school sports, on school bathrooms, and more. Remind us what the legislature has done with this so far.
So the big one, obviously, was the Kansas legislature overriding Governor Kelly's veto of the Trans Sports Bill, that Fairness in Women's Sports Act. That is going to mean that any trans women or girls cannot compete in girls' sports. The KSHA, the Kansas State High School Athletic Association, says they're looking at potential changes to the way they do business. It's not likely to affect that many people, though. But that has brought up all kinds of other measures that now the legislature is pushing, including one that would ban hormone therapy and gender transition surgery for minors. It would mean doctors could be sued or potentially lose their license for doing that. And then as schools are concerned, there's a measure proposed that would require districts for overnight school trips to make sure that room assignments are based on a student's biological sex.
How exactly will they check that?
That is not part of the legislation that I've read yet. And that's a big question about the trans sports bill, too.
And then, of course, Suzanne, there's the one item that the legislature really has to pass every year, and that's a budget for education. That's still not done. How come?
Well, that is the big one, and they usually wait till the last minute, right, in my experience, to do that. That amounts to about $6.4 billion in state money. That's what goes to public schools generally. So, interestingly, this year that budget is not just a dollars bill. It's also packed full of some policy proposals that are making it a little bit more controversial. One interesting thing is in conference committee, conservatives on that committee want to freeze the base state aid per student this year, and it would basically be up to the legislature each year to review it and decide whether to raise it. Now, public schools in the state say that actually goes against the Gannon court decision for school finance that put school districts on kind of a payment plan where their funding was supposed to increase with the rate of inflation.
This was a huge conflict between the legislature and the state Supreme Court. They're under order to provide funding at a certain level, right?
Absolutely. So that court decision, basically for adequate and appropriate funding for schools, said that schools had been underfunded, and the legislature is kind of trying to catch up on that. If this happens, the Kansas Department of Education says public schools could lose about $200 million in 1 year if they decide to freeze that. And also, I'll add that budget proposal is bundled with some school choice measures as well, including an expansion of the tax credit scholarships for private schools.
So, Suzanne, is there anything else you're still watching on the docket, anything that may or may not be part of the story by the end of this session?
Well, there was a little measure that they put in there to allow school boards to pay themselves. No school board that we know of in Kansas is actually asking for that. So that was kind of an interesting measure. And then one other thing that has come up recently is that some legislators want right of first refusal to old school buildings. So that means if a school district had a vacant building that they wanted to unload, these lawmakers are saying, you know, the state helped pay for that. Our tax money pays for that, and the state should have the right to buy that or use it in some other way if they want to. So that's moving through the legislature as well.